Yeah.
Okay.
So, and that would leave you at 45% disk space used, which would be great.
Okay, let's do that.
I cannot delete that file unless you pay us a fee for a disk audit service, but I can walk you through where it is and how to delete it pretty simply. If you're
Oh,
logged into your GoDaddy account, I can get you
no,
there.
and I'm not going to understand any of this. What he, could I get him to do that? He's been in the cPanel and did all of this.
Sure.
Okay, so he needs to get in
Yeah,
the cPanel.
just let him know that in the slash home slash bluefunk directory, there's a backup file that's about 83 gigabytes.
Bluefunk file, 83 gigabytes. Okay, and that he can delete.
Yep, you should be able to delete that. It's not going to affect anything on the server. If he wants to download it and back it up first, then that's totally also advisable if he didn't already have it.
Okay, I think that's what we've got. So, okay, that's good. So that gets it down to where you need to be for the migration.
Correct.
Okay. Forgive me if I ask stupid questions because I have no idea what any of this
No,
stuff means.
not at all.
That's why I've spent many sleepless
Not at
nights
all.
here. So, but we're making progress, and I really appreciate you taking the time to do this.
Oh, do you have your developer on the line right now to
No.
delete that?
No.
Okay. So yeah, once that's deleted, you can give us a call and we can start the process for the bulk migration. Let me read you a couple of details on about it, just so you know what it involves.
Okay.
Okay, so the bulk migration entails moving over your content from the current, well, copying over your content from the current Gen 3 server to a new Gen 4 server, which you'll need to start up beforehand, using the transfer tool built into WHM. It's part of the control panel. Any special server configurations, such as custom SSH ports or CSF firewall rules, will not be moved over and will need to be manually migrated by you or your tech.
Okay.
This is a best effort attempt and may not bring over all of your current settings and content. But I've seen, few problems happen with these. Usually they're warnings. After we start the transfer, we'll create a ticket, a support ticket for tracking purposes, and to send out a resolution, which we'll respond to via email within 72 hours on the status of the migration. That's going to be a one-way communication, that email, and any future support would need to be done via our phone support. If the transfer tool fails, then we offer a white glove migration service, which is $100 per site and can take up to 7 to 10 days. But usually the transfer tool works all right. We would also need permission to update the admin password on your server, just so that we have access to it from both servers.
Okay. Well, that's not a problem.
Okay. Did you want to talk to your tech and then give us a call back once you get that file deleted?
Yeah, I'm going to I'm just looking at my notes here. Can we delay the migration date to give us a little time
Oh,
here?
yes. Let me
Okay.
go and delay that again. If you're, tell you what, I can delay that out to, tell you what, let me delay it out to January 2nd. At the moment,
Oh,
that should
perfect.
definitely give you enough time. That's
Perfect, yes.
1, 2, 3 weeks.
Yep.
That's definitely give enough time to get that cleared off and for us to do the migration. The migrations are usually pretty quick.
Okay, so I will do that. I'm going to get him this information to him this afternoon. And what should I do in do I need to purchase this new plan now or
You can if you want. I can just leave it in your le I can just leave it in your cart.
Oh yes, please do. Please
Um,
do.
but you don't need you don't yeah, you don't need to purchase it at the moment. Let me make sure that it's in your cart correctly. One second.
Okay. And that's even cheaper, so that's a good deal.
There we go. It's in your cart, $120.99 per month, and it's waiting in your cart whenever you need.
Okay, that's so I need to do that before the January 2nd. We need to take care of delayed and I'm recording this, so I'll send this part of the conversation to him. So he's not relying on me to try to speak engineering talk to try to get this taken care of. So now, does this have any impact on our email while I'm thinking about it? Will we lose email during the period of the migration?
Let me take a look.
It's now Outlook, and I'm thinking, well, it's different, but then it's through GoDaddy, so I wasn't sure.
No, no. If it's not on the server, your email wouldn't be affected at all.
Okay.
Let me check that for the domains you've got. Okay, so for bluefunkbroadcasting.com, it does look like there are some email is pointed to the server. Actually, wait, maybe it's not. No, it's not. Okay, so for bluefunkbroadcasting.com, it's pointing to... it's pointing to the server, but there's no email addresses on there.
Hmm.
Let me double check. Because it may be pointed to our Outlook service there. Bluefunk project. Yeah, it's pointed to the Microsoft 365 email.
Okay.
So that shouldn't cause any problems. For the other domains, there's justsoyouknowonline.com. And that looks like it's also set there. One thing I do see is that you do have the DNS for bluefunkpodcasting.com, justsoyouknowonline.com, and thisweekinamerica.us. All three of those domains. Let me check. I'm not sure where they are registered. Looks like thisweekinamerica.us is registered through GoDaddy. Let me just check your account here and see if they're registered here.
Okay.
Yeah, just so you know, online registered here. Thisweekinamerica.us registered here. Yeah, okay. All three of them are registered in this account, but you have them set to look up the DNS information from your VPS, right? You're not using the GoDaddy name servers, which is where DNS information is held. That's how it resolves things like domain names to computer addresses.
Mm.
So that will need to be updated in your DNS after you migrate. It should recreate the DNS records on the new server, but that'll have to be part of your testing process.
Okay, I'm making a note here. So that's something we'll have to do on this end. So, okay, that's good. So I think...
we can help with that process later.
Okay, thank you. They've been very helpful here today. So basically, I've got the new plan in my cart that I can buy as we get closer. The new migration date is January 2nd. And I've got the information that I'll pass along to Brian, what needs to be deleted, what we need to do to get it repaired. And then they update the DNS records. That'll make sense to him. It makes no sense to me. So I'll pass this part of the conversation along as well.
Okay.
Is there...
Just so you know, I recommend not waiting till the last minute on that.
Yes.
We've delayed the migration out to January 2nd. But, I mean, if you get it done in the next few days, that's also just fine by us. So more time to keep ahead of things.
Yes, I want to, with the holidays, these next 2 weeks are going to go by very quickly. So I want to get this done as quickly as I can, and we've got enough time. And thankfully, you've given me enough information that I can pass along to help us through this. So, Ian, you've been very helpful. Thank you. I really, really appreciate this. Thank you.
I'm very glad I could help. Is there anything else I can help with at the moment, Rick?
Nope, that takes care of everything I have here, and we'll get things started on this end. And again, thank you for everything, and happy holidays.
You're very welcome. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.